Cohen?
I'm here.
Rodriguez is absent. Lindblom?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Greider?
Here.
Ambrose is absent. Walter?
Here.
Elder is absent, and LaChance.
All right, do we have any visitors? Did your son leave?
He did.
Okay.
We have Rob.
Rob's here. He's not really a visitor, though. He's a regular.
He's a visitor, but he's no longer a guest.
Yeah, right. He's a, yeah. Right. Okay.
Family visitor.
All right, so let's take, be sure that, does anybody have amendments to the agenda? So let's just be sure that we've read the minutes since we're, those of us who come early to read the minutes didn't get to do that today. Did we, Sandy?
No, this is my fourth trip here. I didn't have time.
Were you making some changes on the minutes, Barb?
Well, I just had, basically, I was just looking at questions. I wasn't making changes, but I had, I just wanted to be sure I had a couple.
Because I thought, I read through them earlier.
Yeah, I did, I haven't seen anything drastic.
Did you have some?
I didn't have any changes.
Okay, good.
So I think we moved that we approved the minutes as they were written.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I just had a question. I wonder if anybody had heard from Kate if she wrote a letter to the state representatives.
I don't know. I forwarded her the addresses of the
Okay.
state reps, and she thanked me for that, so I'm hoping that
So, Marlis, will you be sure that's in the minutes again, that we questioned whether or not the letter to the state representatives was written?
Yes.
And how about contacting the company to adjust the lighting schedule? Did that happen?
Pardon?
Down here, this, Mrs. Elder suggested contacting the company to adjust the lighting schedule. And did we get input from Tom about the lights?
No, I didn't say anything to Tom.
Okay.
Yeah, did. I did, but...
Okay. That's the only thing that I saw that I just wondered about, but
it's
that's not really changes.
It is what it is.
Okay. Yeah. It is what it is. All right.
But we can't do anything about it.
Why can't we do anything about it? I don't get it.
They wanted to be able to turn more lights off in the building and then that type of thing, so...
And we can't do that?
Well, not that I know of. I haven't figured out a way to do that yet.
All right, but...
Well,
but
are we under contract with those people?
The contractors?
No, are we under contract
with them?
The company that controls the lighting.
Because is that something we need to call them and find out what's going on?
I don't even know who they are. I think Tom might know who they are.
Do we pay for that?
No, we don't pay anything for it. They just put the system in and that's it's all.
And we're living with it.
All right.
I think it's something.
Okay, so there again, we maybe would should look... Keep that on to review that, too. Okay. Where's my little agenda here? Okay. Do we have any correspondence, Michelle?
No.
No public comments? No staff comments? All right, Sandy, I think we're all ready to you.
Okay. The first page looks like this.
Okay.
Of the... check register, and if you'll recall, these first few pages are the
credit cards.
And I asked Michelle when I saw page 3 that R. Fredrickson was on here, and I said, what did he get reimbursed for? That's not that they get reimbursed, it's that they were using the city charges. So anyway, the total amount paid out to credit cards was $1,148.52, which you see on page 3. Then on page 4, you'll see that Michelle was able to purchase a lot of books.
That's good.
And a lot of that, she said, was with Memorial and Special Gifts Fund. That was a total of $7,692.17.
Did that feel good?
Yes. I
think it's always a good month when you can see that we bought books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially so many.
Yeah.
We have more kid books than children's books than adult.
Both?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Okay, page 5. The top one, Cannonball Mechanical. This was testing and certification that has to be done. They checked the backflow of the water. $566.25. Rob, where did you take the recognition plaque out of?
I think 5620 is operating supplies.
Okay. Michelle wasn't sure where.
Yeah, I went ahead and coded it. Thought I sent you an email, but at any rate, it's not operating supplies.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. The next one then is another annual inspection. That's a change of name because the fellow that has all done it for the last several years is now working for a different company, and so he contacted Tom and asked if he could still do it here, and so Tom talked to Michelle about that. So that's the inspection then for the sprinkler system. On page 7, Kuhn was here to do a toilet repair.
Mm. Well, that was must have been fun.
Was that in the new part or the old?
In the new
part.
In the staff room. Oh, yeah,
and then you'll see Trico. Their total is on page 8, $2,802.04. They cleaned the condenser in the IT room, and they said it was really, really clogged up, and they thought it was from the road construction that had caused that.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
It's on that building of the city, right?
See what happened.
Hey.
So the total there of our bills was $14,069.35. On the next page are a couple of things that have been taken out of the fiscal year 17 budget. The second one there, Today's Business Solution, is an annual billing. That's the licensing fee for public computers and the card system. So those two totaled $3,479.90. Two payroll periods. So on the back, you see the total. Disbursement, $61,827.75. The Memorial and Special Gifts Fund does have a total showing of $6,071.73. And Michelle said about $1,300 of that was from the Gardner Memorial. There's $4,000
nice.
From the Friends.
Wow.
But as we saw on the first page there, she used a lot out of there for books.
He would be happy about that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
I'm sure Mary Jo's mm-hmm. very
Mary
gratified.
Jo, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay, get out your magnifying glasses. I was going to bring mine and I forgot. The budget report. This is it for fiscal year 16. So we did get some personal property tax, a little over $1,000.
Wowza.
So our total revenues are at 96.76% of what we had budgeted.
Wow.
So we're pretty good there.
Yeah.
And then I was also pleased to see with the salaries that we stayed under 100% there, even though we had given some increases. So that worked out okay. All of the insurance is above the 100% level. And Rob, you said that was because they increased more than you had expected?
Well, yeah, the broker came in higher than what we initially anticipated, and we just never amended the budget. I believe You passed your budget last year in March, and we usually don't get the results until the beginning of April, so that's accounts for the difference.
Okay, it's not that big a deal, but anyway, that's what it is. And then down at the bottom, the office supplies is just a little over 100%, and on the next page, operating supplies is quite a bit over, but we knew that was coming. So, but we still did okay with our expenditures.
Yeah.
Because so many of them, if you look down through the percentages, a lot of them are 50% or less, so it all balanced out okay. And Rob told me earlier that he thinks that when everything is settled, that the library will have a little balance left over.
A little surplus for the year, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. If you look down under the library capital revenues, you see that we did get $4,200 in development fees. And
we've had three good months then, haven't we?
Yeah. Yes. And that was considerably over what we had budgeted. So
Look at that.
Great.
What is the Renew program?
That's a program similar to the, I don't know if you've heard of the city's build program or build to program, where they were giving incentives for people to build houses and develop lots. This relates to spec homes and model homes.
Okay.
Michelle, did we get, or Sandy, did we get the grant money yet?
Well, we did get grant money.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
The last time.
A year ago. Oh, okay.
So we did have grant money, $21,151, if my eyes are right.
Yeah, in May.
But we still have
Getting another one, but we're waiting for.
That's we hope to be getting another
Kate wrote
one.
The letters, yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully, last year we got it in May. We should get it in May again, but I'm not counting on it right away.
That's the same with June.
Okay, and the last sheet is the cash statement. Rob, do you have any comments about that?
No, I mean, the cash flow is following its typical pattern. It peaks in November, then pay debt service, and it continues to dwindle down, and you'll see it to start to go back up again beginning in May when the first property tax allotment comes.
Some of the updates on that IMET fund that we still got $8,800 sitting there because it's encumbered for whatever because of that lawsuit.
Right. The bottom line is right now they're waiting for claims from the federal government as well as the IRS, the overall receiver, before they start to distribute funds. They have collected about $75 million in total, but in order to distribute those funds and not be held personally liable should the claims of the federal government not go our way, they have to wait until there's a ruling. And that ruling should be happening, I believe, in the middle of this month. So we should be getting some funds back, I'm hopeful, by early summer. But I'll keep you and the board posted if that's
the end of the month. One board member probably doesn't know anything about what that's all about.
Well, if you're interested, I can certainly go over that with you.
Yeah.
But I did have a question earlier when I looked at the bill list summary. It says IPRF, the audited workers' comp. Is that like an annual thing, Rob, or is that?
Yeah, they audit us every year, and it turned out that our estimate was a little bit lower. So we actually had to pay almost $20,000 additionally citywide. But keep in mind that the library's portion is reimbursed by a transfer from the general fund, so your net effective fund balance is zero. But, you know, because it was allocated towards the library, we wanted to disclose that. So.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. Their motion to pay our bills?
I'll move that we pay bills totaling $26,596.85 and payroll totaling $35,230.90 for a total disbursement of $61,827.75.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Yes. Rodriguez?
Here.
Lindblom?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Greider?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Okay, Michelle, report to the library director.
Okay, the month of April, we circulated 13,707 items. We borrowed 1,087 items from other libraries, and we our library lent out 646. The Omni and the Illinois e-read are e-books. The numbers are up pretty good, and I've been doing working on the state report. And for the whole fiscal year, we checked out over 10,000 e-books to patrons. So our patrons are using it. So, and we also collected $187.55 from people paying their fines through the library website. So on the next page, I went to the Prairie Cat Delicate Assembly. It was over at DeKalb, and it's required that library directors come to these. And I was one of about 45 directors there, and it was an interesting meeting. They talked a lot about automation and the future coming up, what's happening.
Where was it at, Michelle?
Kishwaukee Community College. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Our adult programs, one of the programs that we had, polishing your manuscript until it shines. Joanne, did you go to that one?
I wasn't able to make it that night.
Okay. We had 17 people showed up for it, and then 7 people joined the creative writing group.
Oh, excellent. That's good.
I wasn't there either, but I was told that they could have sat and listened to our talk all night, so it was a good program for us. Jackie Kennedy also was at the library. There were 60... Not Jackie Kennedy.
Yes, we know who was there.
Yeah. She visited the library.
Yeah, another ghost. Yeah.
That was a good program.
65 people that came for that. And,
that was very good.
Joanne, were you at the Friends meeting today?
No, I wasn't able to come.
Okay.
I did talk to Judy, though.
Well, I'll go on with the rest of our programs. They've been real busy in the children's department, as you can see, and one of the things that's working real well for us is our community story time. And this month they went to BH Martial Arts, and they read books, My Grandma's a Ninja, and I'm Gonna Be a Ninja, and the kids were able to build boards. They're also this month going to be going to the bowling alley, and all the kids are going to be able to bowl after hearing stories about bowling.
Wow.
So it's a pretty nice program that they've got going, and they'll also be visiting the playgrounds this summer, too.
Oh.
We celebrated National Library Week, and we had a lot of take-home and gift bags or little book bags and handouts for them. So it was a good week at the library. We are doing a movie day now here at the, we're able to show movies here because we have a license now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a popcorn machine that we pop popcorn for the kids with it. So, let's see what else. There happens to be 2 pages to this report here, and Friends gave $2,000, and today they gave us some more money too, and I have to check upstairs and I'll report it next month.
Judy told me it was $1,000.
It was a little bit over $1,000. So
that's good.
For easy readers and for programs for adults and children, and a puppet theater, and one of our staff is going to make the puppet theater. So Jessica, that works in the children's room, she loves to work with wood. So she's going to make
it. She's going to make it?
She's going to make it.
So. That'll be nice.
And this is a list of the Lawrence Gardner Memorial money that was sent to the library. And on the very bottom where it said $420, that's a memorial money that the family brought in, that money was sent to them, so I don't know individually where each dollar came from. So. But all together, between this month and last month, we have over $1,300 memorial money. So. And I did talk to Mary Jo, Lawrence's wife, and we're going to do large print books with that.
Good. Excellent.
And there's a page here that shows you how to sign up for our email newsletter if you'd like to. And we have, I think Shelley told me we had about 46 people signed up already for it. So
I signed up.
All the cool kids are doing it.
We're doing it. We're waiting.
Oh, we better do it then. Wameka, we better get on board now.
I'm reaching for my phone. You can text it. That's the way to get
you. We don't want to be uncool, you know. Middle school people don't want to be uncool.
I would like to do another yard cleanup if anybody's noticed how bad the yard was. And last fall we had Eric cut above, and they came and I haven't called them yet, but last year it was $1,700, and they actually pulled off a lot of bushes and shrubs for us too. We have a lot more shrubs that need to be pulled out. Some of them are dead, and some of them are just overgrown. The ones that I would like to pull out are the ones around the sign of the Yorkville Library, the sign by the road there. And we've got the bushes cut down, but half of them are dead, and they're just not in the right place.
Yeah.
You couldn't see the signs when it was up, so... But I would like to go ahead and do that. I don't know if I need a...
It's under 2,000. Because
yeah.
I thought last fall we said we were going to do a spring cleanup.
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed we hadn't done it.
Did you call that guy that I sent you the flyer? The high school kid?
I did call the high school boy, and he came in to talk to me, and he
yeah.
thought it was from my yard personally.
Oh.
When he looked around, he said, "You mean this?"
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it would be too big for him.
Daniel,
yeah.
Tell Daniel to get those Boy Scouts over here.
To haul stuff
yeah.
away.
They're willing. They just need a little
guidance.
Well, I told him, I said, "You come back and talk to me after I get it cleaned up. Maybe he can come in once a month and tidy it up for
mm-hmm.
us, you know,
yeah.
that's doable."
Yeah.
And I asked him how much it would cost an hour, and he said he'd have to ask his dad. So,
he's a very yeah. nice boy. He came to my house, and he lived
yeah.
right about 3 blocks from the Betty Church.
She has to.
Well, not the
hundred dollars,
but the Boy Scouts are equivalent to $100. So,
okay.
stuff that benefits
sure.
the community. So,
that would be fine too. So good.
Okay, very good.
Let's see what else. We have. Mannheim Steamroller coming tomorrow night.
Do you have to have a ticket to that?
No, you don't need a
You can
ticket.
Just show up?
You can just show up.
Oh, I'd love to come. We got Pam's board meeting.
This is
I know. I was just thinking maybe Greg could bring my grandson.
Is it the whole group or just him?
Just him.
It's just him.
Oh, the whole group would take up the
spot. But he's good enough. That will be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Greg to bring Cole over here.
I think this is going to be really big.
Yeah.
In fact, it's not going to be as big as my dinner tonight, but I think
he's just a drummer. I'm
real,
a little upset at
real
him.
Something for us to have here at the
yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because he's a percussionist.
Because she's a percussionist.
Yeah.
I was about to say Elijah's a percussionist, but
she was really excited about this, but she has a band concert.
Oh.
The exact same time. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
Mr. Anderson, coordinate. Come on.
I wish I'd known about this earlier because the middle school is having percussion, their night of percussion this
Friday.
Night. This would have been nice for them, like maybe as an extra credit or the teacher could have met them.
Take it in tomorrow. Maybe they still can
will.
Go. Yeah.
Well, it's been on our website for the last month or so.
That's good.
Well, I think we're going to have a good crowd for it. We really are.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sure does.
The Kendall County Record didn't put it in the paper last week. We're kind of bummed about that.
Michelle, you need to give it to me, and I'll get it to Candy.
Yeah. Well, we shouldn't.
I can't find anything in the record.
But if that's the way you have to do it,
for something this important,
then get it to me, and I'll send it to Candy.
Barb has connections.
I have connections, and
you have to use connections.
You have to use connections, and we might as well do it while she's there. I mean, she puts the stuff in there.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So, If you give me a heads up that it's coming to, I'll say we got something important if you have a space for it.
Okay. We'll do that. I'll tell Shelley too.
Yeah, so tell her to. That would be good.
Anybody else? Okay. Next month we're going to have nominations of officers, so you might want to think about if you want to be an officer or president or vice president or whatever you want.
Okay.
But that's coming up. Nomination is next month, and then we vote in July. So, and I want to thank everybody again for this nice party that you had. I mean, I really appreciate everything. So,
welcome. It was fun.
You deserved it.
You did. It was a fun, nice. Fun event. Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Rob wants to get home. Let's go.
Rob, you have anything going on?
No, not particularly.
Okay. All right. Just giving you an opportunity to share. All right. Standing committees.
Well, the policy committee. Michelle has revised some of the policies. I've reviewed them and made corrections, grammatical things, and that type.
Yeah.
Consistency. I tried to go for. And Barbara's reviewed
it.
Yeah,
it looked really good.
And she thought it looked good. So. Mm-hmm. I think
it needs to be retyped and redone.
I'll get that to Michelle.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Committee-wise? Moving right on to evening hours of unfinished business. The ever ongoing evening hours.
This is the song that
morning song. I'll tell you, the morning hours are the ones. I mean, it's just an ongoing thing. I think we can all agree that we have to extend the hours, and it's just a matter of when we can afford to do it. Right?
Should we talk about evening or morning after we talk about another form of revenue, or is that the discussion we need to be thinking of?
And that would be what?
Well, we were trying to get creative about revenue, whether it be cost-cutting or the coffee shop idea or something, but should we be more thoroughly investigating one of those things? Because then we could know that was a consistent source of revenue to fund the extra hours, rather than talk about extra hours knowing it's
a
not
point.
In the budget,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Until we find some more money somewhere.
But I like my idea of letting people adopt a Sunday, because it was in a library out in Connecticut where they did that, and they charge like $2,000, which would be more than what we'd need to be open, wouldn't it, Susan? You're the money girl.
Yeah.
And then they have a banner they'll hang up, which we don't have to do a banner necessarily, but we could do some kind of a sign. That,
So Sunday Sunday opens.
Courtesy.
Presented by the
and hung for the whole
First
week.
National Bank.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. I like that.
Kind of like WBGL's dedicated day.
Yeah,
okay. We pay $1,200 for a day.
All right, so how do we do that?
Well, I don't know.
You should go to the banks.
I'll go look at the I'll forward the website to everybody that I found so you guys can read it over and maybe some ideas will come out of it.
Banks, sounds like something.
Businesses.
This sounds like something my husband, Kenny Johnson, would be good at doing.
Oh, yeah, he would be.
He really would. He likes this sort of thing. So we have to have somebody that would go to the business and say, you know, this is something we really need to do.
For the school children, for the families, you know, however.
I mean, all they'd have to do is say no,
right.
And you wouldn't be any worse off than we are now.
Right.
Right.
And if we could get a year commitment for Sundays.
Wow.
Maybe you only need, I mean, if we're not going to be open during the summer, we weren't. A lot of the libraries aren't open
on Sunday in the summer. You just don't have the people coming in.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, really, you'd need 9 months.
All right, Joanne. So
9 months commitment.
36 weeks.
All right, so this looks like it could be
a finance
committee.
What?
It could, along with community relations working together.
Oh, finance, what? Have to have a big
finance and community relations committee.
Oh,
jeez. Am I on both
of that's a community relations.
It is.
All right,
now, so seriously, though, I agree with Wemeka. I'm tired of talking about it and doing nothing.
We don't have any money for it.
Me too.
So we want it. We know we need to extend the hours, but we have to figure out a way to finance it. So let's not just sit around and do nothing. So next month, you're going to get this stuff to all of us?
I'll send you the
So anyone who's interested in doing this should be here at 6 o'clock next month.
Have a committee of the whole
country. And I will be part of that.
What's that called?
This is going to be called, it's going to be a combined finance and community relations meeting.
Okay.
Which one of those am I on?
And it's, we'll call it, and anybody can come, but I think I am too. That's why I figured it would be safe for me to be on it. No, I'm on policy.
I'm on Canon policy.
And the purpose will be to.
We're just going to investigate, explore.
We have Adopt a Magazine. We could do Adopt.
Yeah, and that needs to be expanded, and it needs to be more promoted, I think.
But you know, Mecca mentioned the coffee shop, which I'm definitely a proponent of that. Yeah. But that's a lot more work, I think, I perceive, than going with an Adopt a Sunday program to start. I think.
I think it's more controversial. I just know that that's not something they're in favor of.
Well, I think I'm in favor, but I just don't want to lose this room.
Well, but you may not want to be. You may find out that it would go somewhere else that would be even worse.
Oh. Well, I think it'd be better.
I mean, you know, if you really start investigating, seriously, you start investigating it, this may not be the best place. There might be a better place in the library that may not be the.
I don't think it should be in here. It's too far removed
from the action.
Right.
So anyway, I don't.
I think it should only be certain hours manned by teenagers.
Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you did it for your evening hours, you're like 3 to 7. Mm-hmm. You could get teenagers, especially if they got service hours.
Yeah.
You could staff. You could literally create a weekly schedule.
Teenagers drink coffee.
All right. So I think we should talk about that night on next Monday too.
Also make it. You got a bunch of rooms up.
Well, I was thinking, I was giving this mental time, and I was thinking, we don't want library staff to manage it.
No.
But you can't leave it unattended.
No, you can't leave it unattended.
You just need one trained teen who was watching, who was making sure the person gave the dollar or two for their cup of coffee. So this teen is sitting, doing homework, and somebody comes in and was like, I was wondering if I could get a cup. Sure, and jumps up and makes it. But they're there for a two-hour shift. But that money you'd see would come in very quickly if they were volunteering and it was just supplies.
Yep.
Yeah. In the morning hours, too.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. We could start to fund those extra. Because, yes, the Adopt a Sunday is great, but we may want to make the amount you need to adopt a Sunday a little bit more than Sunday so we could open at 9.
I'm with you. Okay. All right. You know, so let's explore this more next before the meeting and see where the interest is and make assignments and that kind of thing. But in the meantime, you're going to email us the stuff about adopting. Okay. All right. New business. Update on cost cutting. I think we just updated cost cutting.
Well,
anything else?
Somebody else was going to look at it.
Kate's looking at it, but she's not here.
Okay. She's
not here. So she was going to.
What's this?
Participants in Public Act 92. What is that, Michelle?
Well, every year the library board has to vote if you want to continue to be part of the non-residency, then we do. But it's part of the state statute that says the library board has to vote for
it. We're voting on whether or not we want people who don't live in the district to pay to get a library card.
Okay.
And it's based on their tax bill. Mm-hmm. They have to bring in a tax bill. So,
so they pay the same percentage
as we do.
It's people that are in the city limits.
All right, so we need a motion. Do we actually have that thing so we can read what it says?
Do you have it?
A copy of the.
It says the board of each public library is required by law to decide annually whether the library will participate in the state's non-residential fee program.
Oh yeah, and we have it. Where's I had the policy book. I think it was in there.
It is in there. I remember reading it.
Okay.
Yes,
we can. I will not be here next meeting.
All right, we'll meet anyway,
so,
though. But
have
we'll.
Fun.
But if you have input, email me. Will you? Will you email with anything that you have thoughts on?
What's the next one? The 13th.
Naughty. You're both naughty.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I'm used to naughty kids in a meeting, so don't worry about that.
I don't remember where it was.
It is in there, though.
Quarter past.
Must be up in the front. Well, anyway.
So do we have a list who's on these committees?
Yes.
You do?
I have that handy too, unfortunately for you, Sandra.
Yes.
I'll say 6 o'clock.
Oh, here it is, non-resident library card. They are entitled to library cards through the tax bill method for non-residents. Paid annually per household. This non-resident fee entitles the entire family to the use of the library. Illinois Public Act 92-0166 governs the application for non-resident library card services is stated as follows. A non-resident shall apply for a non-resident card at the closest library. And we had decided several years ago, at one time we had a flat fee like $150 or something, but that wasn't fair to people that were paying
a lot
hundreds
more, yeah,
on their tax bills. So now we go with what they call the net taxable value multiplied by the library tax rate. So then they're paying the same as if they were inside the city limits.
Okay, so Joanne, give us a motion.
Yeah, I'll move that we participate in the, what is it called? Public Act 92-0166 non-resident card.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All in all opposed? Okay, passed. All right, any other new business?
It's not new, we have talked about it, but she asked me to mention, and I didn't bring copies, and I will try to remember to bring that next time, even though it's June. The August 2nd, we're calling it Book Bonanza, I believe it's called. It's on August 2nd. Any way that people are able to volunteer to help that day. So the book fair will be open all day, so if you're great with customer service and working the cashier, because in this room will be the book fair. So the cases will be up. It's a Tuesday. It will be when the library opens at 10 till the library closes at 7. So that's just the book fair. Then they have a sheet that we're giving out. We're 10 to 2. And then I lobbied for them to change the form. They weren't so happy, but they changed it. And they added an evening hour of 5:30 to 6:30. So I was like, people work. It's Tuesday. So we had an evening hour. And it's a one-hour shift where you could volunteer to run a station, read a story, do a book talk, and you can choose your grade level. So you could choose like K3, 4, 5, K2, 3, 5, 6, 8, so you can choose. And they're creating all the crafts. They're giving away baskets for all the kids who do their summer reading. So there's a form, and I'll bring in copies.
Sign your name if you want to work. I just signed, someone will pass this around.
Well, and I'm going to send it to you, and maybe you can forward it to everyone else.
All right. But
it's a really cool sheet, and it's all pretty. And
I have another commitment for the afternoon, so.
But they have morning times. They have like 10 to 2 and 5 to 6.
That's why I'm asking, should I put my name and then put morning?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just said, I didn't.
And I'll still try and get you the flyer so that you can. It's nice if
August
it's print because you could have just checked off and given it to me.
I got the kids, but I'll make sure.
Oh, my gosh, they could be enjoying the time in one of the activities.
Send them over.
Okay, that sounds great. Because
they're going to have something for every age group.
August 2nd.
I think I got to work that day, Michelle.
Oh.
I know, but maybe in the evening. And you know what's good about that week? It's soccer camp over here on Beecher for the middle school kids. So a lot of people are sitting in their cars. It's hot. I know I've been here. And I've been like, oh, the library has air conditioning. And I've waited in here the hour and a half while they were. So hopefully it'll be busy. We went to Barnes & Noble last year. And people were kind of like, it was fun, but it was far.
Yeah, it was.
But it was a Saturday, which was good. This time they decided to do a Tuesday.
I'm going to work for books.
Yeah.
Awesome. And all of the books go to the public library.
Okay.
All of the profits go to the public library.
Okay, that sounds great.
Oh, excuse me. I just remembered something from the Friends meeting that I didn't go to, but I talked to Judy. And when you were mentioning about the spring cleanup, she was talking about getting mulch again from Commonwealth Edison. And then after things were cleaned up, if they could deliver mulch, she'd rally a group of volunteers from the Friends to
We got
to
get it
out.
Cleaned up first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent.
It's nice to get some free mulch.
Yeah. I was still on unfinished business.
We're on new business.
New business.
Do you have business?
Just inquiring about when we're going to get our building painted. Have we set a time, or did we say
no.
we were going to? Or?
I think we painted what we were going to paint, and we haven't decided anymore, have we?
I thought we said we were going to paint in the spring, last fall, somebody meant. That we looked to get
they
estimates.
They couldn't even decide what, how much of the building to paint, you know. We never got that figured
well,
out.
We never did.
Did we get estimates?
What did we do?
We did that section, that bad section.
Here.
That's all we did.
But I thought about that too, because I looked through the old minutes just to see.
Some boards were rotten, and they replaced the board.
And painted that.
Yeah, that's right.
Building here.
What about if we, I know, we seem that we don't want to pay for the whole thing.
I think we want to paint it, but I don't think we have the money to paint it.
I thought we talked last fall.
We'll have to take.
Somebody had a bid of $20,000, and we thought we'd take it out of that fund.
We have
the
emergency fund that they talked about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would love to spend it, but I'm worried too, you know.
Well, how much do we have in the emergency fund? Quite a bit.
I've got it right here, right?
Well, the reserve portion of your fund balance is about $335,000.
Yeah.
And overall, you have fund balance north of 65%, so your library fund's healthy for the time being.
For the time
well,
being.
Yeah.
So if we're going to paint, this would be the time to do it, is what he's saying, I suppose.
Yeah. That's right, before it gets so bad and then we can't.
I move that we bite the bullet and paint.
A second.
The whole building?
Sure.
Okay. I think we should get estimates.
Whoa.
Sure, let's get estimates.
Get some estimates and bring it back next time.
Okay, there you go.
We'll go from there.
All right, so.
We're going to have to decide pretty fast.
All right, so is your motion to paint or your
motion
is
to
get bids?
Estimates.
Okay.
Bids or whatever they're
called. All right.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion about getting a bid for painting?
That's fine.
All right.
Thank you for clarifying.
The last time I had a bid, it was for like $25,000.
For the whole thing or half?
And I don't think that's that much. I know what the bid was to bid to paint my house.
And that's been a few years ago, and that was for the whole building.
Yeah, see, that's
what
I mean.
But that's like over.
If you're putting it off, it's going to get higher.
Mine was $16,000 to paint mine.
That's going to be like a tenth of our emergency fund. But it does need to be done.
Right, and it's not going to get any better.
Right.
It's not going to get cheaper either.
No. Yeah.
So I think it's something
but
that
pumps are real expensive if something goes wrong with the pump.
Right.
And I do have a pump problem right now, but it's not a big emergency pump problem.
How expensive are pumps?
Well, it doesn't have to, just the bearing on this one needs replaced, and they're getting me a price. I have no idea what.
Well, you said we have what, 300 and?
35,000.
35. And we can spend all that, right?
You can, but they're not.
Carol,
what you need to remember about that, seriously though, is what you need to remember about that is that you're never going to get any more. That's your savings. That's your retirement fund.
No, I was just wondering if that is
some of the wages coming out of that or something.
It's all ours. We can spend it, but it's not going to be.
If you'll recall, a couple years ago, I said I never had this ever.
I know. Things happen. Things happen.
Yes.
Okay, so the motion is that we get the bids on painting. I guess
we'll know the pump by then. Too.
That doesn't take any money to get a bid, so we don't. We can just all in favor of getting a bid.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Okay. So let's do that. See. Give them raises. Paint the building. Why not?
Well, yeah. I don't know about this pump. I want to know everything. I want to know the cost of the pump before I put paint on a building.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. A little faster than we thought.
Can you find out?
I've been trying to get this going.
Okay, is this meeting adjourned?
Are you moving to adjourn?
You can just adjourn.
All right, meeting adjourned.
No.
Okay.
No.
We
have,
Oh, we have more.
We have our evaluation.
We have to go to executive session.
Child I wouldn't be home for a while.
Okay, we have to adjourn out of our regular meeting.
And we need a motion to.
We adjourned out of regular.
Okay. I move to go to executive session for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees. of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against any, an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity. And it's at the bottom there. Amen.
I was like, what?
Where am I? All right.
Wait, just turned to church.
Now, I thought that Beth said hers was a little different than mine because then we'd come into regular session.
Well, we have to do a roll call vote.
Roll call out.
Into executive.
No, we don't have to roll call. We just have to name all the members
when
that
we
are
come
in. When we come in.
Right.
I've got this written down too.
I have it in that one. Beth, I guess Beth did this.
Okay. Name all members.
Well, we have to. She's changing the tape, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We didn't roll call.
I don't think we have to roll call.
We have to roll call in executive session.
We roll call into regular when we come back.
No, and we roll call now. I have this voted on with a roll call vote to go into executive session.
Is that the official document?
Every time, this is like
I know.
The chaos.
That's why I put it in my book so I have it.
Okay, all right, we have to roll call into executive, all right.
You want to keep that for the duration?
Yes. All right. We are now back in our regular session of the Library Board of May 9th. We need a motion to approve the recommendations.
Make a motion that we approve the recommendations as
the library director goals.
Okay.
Library director goals for the coming year.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. So we will be voting on the recommendations that we made for the goals for the library director. Do we have to do
what
a roll
that
call
face
vote?
For?
Sorry.
Roll call vote or no? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Because we weren't doing any money.
Meeting adjourned.
Amen.
Hey. She said amen.